it's been a month since games journalists decided to team up with woke game developers to attack gamers if they dare criticize Sweet Baby Inc. or any number of other consultancy companies whose sole purpose is to insert more diversity, equity, and inclusion into video games, regardless if their audience wants it or not. And although I'm sure they thought that that would shut all the haters up, it's kind of had the opposite effect. In fact, what we saw happen in the aftermath of them attacking gamers and trying to deplatform them, the exact opposite happened. The Sweet Baby Inc. detected Steam Curator group grew. Now it's over 350,000 followers, where before this, before the employees tried to get it taken down, it was just a couple thousand. But now we see why some of these people were so scared of people that were critical of Sweet Baby Inc. and games that they're involved in. Things like South of Midnight, a game that's been on the SBI detected list for a while because Sweet Baby Inc. was brought in to help. And then we found out later that when Sweet Baby Inc. was brought in, things started to change. They race swapped the main character because they wanted a black woman to be the lead. They started hiring people who were completely unqualified, but because they fit the right check boxes. And now, things just continue to get worse. Compulsion Games, because that is the game developer for this, community manager, reportedly protected despite declaring hatred of gamers and claiming white male gamers were a mistake. Now, all of this started to come out a few days ago when we heard about this game, South of Midnight, that is being worked on by people at Sweet Baby Inc., and their community manager is just a disgusting fucking lunatic. Here are some of the things that ended up getting exposed there. Community manager at Compulsion Games, the studio that race-swapped their main character after Sweet Baby Inc. involvement, says this, that she hates gamers and says Asians are white adjacent. Right, so anytime that you're in the games industry and you're supposed to be selling to gamers and you say something like this, honestly, I hate gamers, probably not going to go over super well. But what if you also have a history of specifically hating white people? Asian white, aka white adjacent. And this same person in an interview would declare this. On top of it all, in 2022, Robinson admitted to posting to social media, white male gamers were a mistake. You're not going to tickle some people's fancy being outspoken or tweeting things like I do when I say white male gamers were a mistake. This is a community manager who has also said that it's her goal for Twitch and YouTube for there to be more people of color featured on the top than there are white, specifically white men. Well, since then, we've found out a little bit more about this person. It continues to get worse. And the fact that she is being protected by this company that's involved with Sweet Baby Inc., all this shit, it is just so terrible. We have another update on this entire saga from Grumps. Update, more ex-developers come forward about Sweet Baby Inc. project South of Midnight by Compulsion Games. The community manager is still protected after saying she hates gamers and has a problem with Asian and white people. Well, even though she's protected, we still managed to get some screenshots, didn't we? Look at this. Now, Free Palestine was her name at the time. Of course it was. I was wondering why I had so many Mayo in my mentions, and apparently he found my tweet. Okay, Mayo referring to white people, got it. And it goes further. Boo-hoo, Cracker. I don't care. Crackers be gone. Now, this is someone who's supposed to be your community manager. Clearly, if you're white, specifically if you're a white man, you're not welcome in that fucking community. That's basic and obvious at this point. Yet still, they've taken no action. The person's Twitter is still protected, and they still haven't been fired. But listen to some of the other problems. The main character was race-swapped in order to better reflect a tale set in the Deep South after MS and Sweet Baby Inc. involvement. The team that created the past celebrated title, We Happy Few, is mostly gone. Less than 10% of the original team remains. Promotion of non-qualified staff to lead and management positions resulted in a mess of a project. The dev team is almost entirely white, based in Montreal, and many devs felt uncomfortable creating a game in the Deep South with little experience. So SBI and a person of color writer were brought on board to help with a more authentic perspective. They immediately then race-swapped the main characters, and that fucking convenient. The gamer-hating community manager is cited on one of the many incompetent staff promoted or hired into senior positions, does no actual work. A quick glance at the company page she manages reveals virtually no info about the game, and instead endless retweets of DEI-related matters and promotions about other games and companies. This is just a complete and total shit show, but this is one of the reasons that so many people were mad that people were taking aim at Sweet Baby Inc., that people were critical of Sweet Baby Inc., because they knew this probably could cause a fucking avalanche. They didn't want people to talk bad about them. They tried to get them deplatformed. It did not work. And people are now still continuing to learn more about the games that Sweet Baby Inc. is involved in. And the people that continue to be employed, these people who go out there and openly say, I fucking hate gamers. I fucking hate white people. I hate white men. Yet these are the people who are managing the community for your games. Fucking pathetic. What do you guys think about this? Let me know in the comments section below. Smash a like button, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell for notifications, share this video out there, and I'll talk to you later.